Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together.
You're listening to a Sound Opinions bonus podcast. I am Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot. We're going to take a trip to the desert island. Greg, can you give us a hint about where you're going?
I can, Jim. I am going to pay tribute to the honky-tonk Hemingway.
Interesting. I have no idea what you're talking about. That'll be in a second.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. Every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
All good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, when you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. He's Greg Kot, as often as possible. And now even more often with this bonus podcast, we take a trip to the desert island, pop a quarter in the jukebox, and play you a song we cannot live without. I'm eager to hear this mystery tune, Mr. Kot.
Well, Jim, I have been thinking a lot about Billy Joe Shaver lately.
Oh, yeah.
And why? Billy Joe died at the age of 81 on October 28th of a stroke. Had an amazing life, referred to as the honky-tonk Hemingway among his peers.
Now, I had not heard that.
Not exactly a household name, but Billy Joe Shaver is revered as the great Texas songwriter, which is quite an accolade when you think about how many great songwriters have come out of Texas. Everybody from Townes Van Zandt and Guy Clark to Steve Earle.
Yeah.
I mean, the list is just endless. Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Even Willie said, when Texas, Billy's the guy.
Nobody loves a musician as much as Texas. When Texas loves you, man, they put you on that pedestal.
Well, and not only that, we're talking about a native son. Billy Joe grew up 60 miles south of Dallas, not a well-to-do family, joined the Navy when he was young, worked in a sawmill where he lost two fingers in an accident, and then had to really relearn how to play guitar. A rough life before he even started on his musical path in Nashville. He hitchhiked to Nashville, just wound up there, and there he got a job as a songwriter. and for years toiled away kind of in the background of that world. He is now perhaps best known for his hit Live Forever that was co-written with his son Eddie, and Robert Duvall performed it in that movie Crazy Heart.
Yeah.
And that sort of made Shaver something of an item. And Duvall was a devoted fan as well. He would show up at gigs of Shaver's after that, and
wow.
They were just really lifelong friends after that. But what really made Shaver a giant in the songwriting world, besides writing all these hits for Patti Loveless and Willie Nelson and John Anderson, etc., his career as a songwriter really began in 1973. Waylon Jennings, you know, made some kind of, he'd heard one of his songs and said, gee, someday I'm going to record that guy's songs for my record, for a record. and Shaver tracked him down and said, I'm going to hold you to that. You know, he basically, Jennings, you know, apparently forgot about this promise that he had made, probably some one drunken evening. And Shaver said, I'm going to sit you down and play my songs, and you better record them.
It had to be an impressive character to be able to shake down and blackmail country music's original outlaw.
Well, I think Jennings, you know, was the story goes that there was a couple of bikers accompanying him at the time, and he said, you know, you don't know how close, Shaver, you came to, you know, just dying just now, but you know what? I'll listen to your songs. And lo and behold, he was incredibly impressed. In fact, Jennings recorded the Honky Tonk Heroes album in 73 that had 10 Billy Joe Shaver songs
wow.
on it, and basically invented the outlaw country movement with that particular album. So Billy Joe Shaver at the center of that huge movement that just remade country music in the 70s. What was outlaw country? Essentially, it was Jennings basically saying, I'm calling the shots. Not only did he record songs by this relatively unknown songwriter, but he also used his touring band to record with him. You know, let's get rid of the pros. Let's get rid of all the you know, extra fixings and the orchestrations. Let's record it raw and real and with a lot of swagger. And these songs fit that mold. Shaver defined that image with the way he wrote these songs. He was talking about being a loner and being out on the road. That's the only way a man could feel free. This really spoke to a lot of people who felt on the outside of everything in that era, and particularly in Texas. So that same year, after Jennings' record came out, Shaver recorded his first album, Old Five and Dimers Like Me. That was a classic. It's a masterpiece. I mean, at the time, it wasn't a huge hit, but it had wide-ranging influence and has been reissued since then and is now widely recognized as one of the great Texas singer-songwriter albums of all time. The first song on that album was called Black Rose. And there's a line in there. I mean, the reason this guy was so celebrated, it was his turns of phrase. Plain-spoken, straight from the heart, you know, dirt scrabble kind of ethos at the heart of it. It wasn't like pretentious at all, but it was so cutting and so poetic. The devil made me do it the first time. The second time, I done it on my own.
That's like
in the first minute of that record, you go, this guy's got something on the ball. You
know,
he's writing songs like that relate to the everyday man. Black Rose, the first song on Billy Joe Shaver's first album on Sound of Music.
Way down in Virginia, amongst a tall grown sugar cane, lived a simple man in a Dominic, a hen and a rose of a different name. Well, the first time I felt lightning, I was standing in the drizzling rain, with a trembling hand and a bottle of gin and a rose of a different name. Devil made me do it the first time, second time I done it on my own. Lord, put a handle on this simple-headed man, help me leave that black rose alone. Mm-hmm.
That is Black Rose by Billy Joe Shaver, dead at the age of 81, a classic song by a classic Texas singer-songwriter.
You know, the way you inhabit the outlaw country, the love of outlaw country, you know, you sound like someone who should shower much less, spit on the floor more, cuss a whole lot more,
I gotta get some denim.
That beard longer,
a little more denim.
You know? Yeah, I don't know.
A wallet chain, maybe, that would help. You know.
You're kind of the antithesis of that, but you certainly love it. So until next time, I'm going to have to see if I can match that with something even nastier for my next Desert Island bonus extra.